Welcome back to the Talking Fred podcast, the podcast that 9 out of 10 dentists recommend.
In today's episode, we'll have an exclusive pre-recorded interview with Bailey Banfield. We will also be reviewing the Marsh series while answering some questions from our Instagram followers.
Now, Harry, I heard we've had some merch come on sale.
Yes, we have got some merch now, and you can find that on our Instagram bio and our podcast bio.
So the Fremantle Dockers have come off a great win yesterday up at HBF Arena in Joondalup against crosstown rivals West Coast in a thrilling game. So do you want to run us through the players and say if they'll make a round one selection and just a bit about how they played yesterday?
Well, firstly, Ryan and Aish were late out due to soreness and we couldn't replace them due to the waffle playing before Peel Thunder. So we were down to 24 players early in the game, which wasn't a good start for us, but they should still be ready for round one. Logue was very impressive down back while we'd have injuries.
Yeah, he's kept Kennedy quiet the whole day, didn't he? I think Kennedy only kicked one. I think that was a pretty dodgy free kick.
Yeah, dodgy free kick. And Logue will definitely be pushing for the round one selection. I reckon he's already in the team.
He's cemented in, really.
He's cemented. I think Hughes is also cemented for a round one selection after how he played yesterday.
Had a big body. He's becoming bigger and bigger all the season. He's really ripped this season.
Yeah, he's also looking quite speedy, like for a defender of his size. Dooman was very solid down back.
Have a few golden fists, bringing back the Zach Dawson days.
Yeah, Dooman definitely will be in round one due to our injuries down back, so that should be something to look for.
Stephen Hill looked a bit shaky at the start. I think gave probably the worst turnover in the game, straight back to Liam Ryan after the kick out. But he looked all right.
It's his first game back. You know, he's getting back into it. So he should be right for round one.
On Hill, he's been sent off for quad scans. I think it's just precaution, but he came off. He didn't play last quarter because he was sore. So Justin Longmuir just said, should play round one, but they're just taking a precaution.
Yeah, probably the best thing to do after his injuries after the last few seasons.
Yeah, and
why
risk him when you have unlimited interchanges?
Yeah, no need to risk him. Conker did what he usually does, get around the ground quietly.
Yep.
Did his job. That's all he needs to do.
Brett really didn't have his best game yesterday, but he got a few disposals. Just probably wasn't as efficient on the kicks as he usually is. Still went in hard and got the hard ball, so I like that. I think he'll play round one.
On to Darcy, the big man. He did the job on Nick Nat yesterday. I think he wasn't at his best, but he still got the job done. He did enough to score the dub.
Darcy moving around the ground a lot more this season, I've noticed. Do you think that is from Justin Longmuir?
Yeah, I think that's definitely Justin Longmuir. We're probably trying to rest him a bit more. We've got Lobb to go in the ruck as well. He can go forward. I think they're just going to swap them around a lot more this season. Walters was class once again, kicking the winning point.
Making a habit of it, isn't he?
Yeah, not the first time he's kicked the winning point for us. Done it a few over the last few seasons.
Darcy Tucker played well. He was pretty solid the whole day.
Just got the job done.
Coming back the first game in a while. He'll play round one,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, he'll definitely play round one, I think, because especially he can go wing and inside. So
the dual Brownlow medalist now, 5, classy as always, played really well in the last quarter, stepped it up when we needed someone to step up and got the ball driving long and deep into the forward 50.
Tabner wasn't great yesterday, improved from the first Marsh Series game, which is something to look at. I think he's just getting into the swing of things in the season. He obviously was a bit injured last season, still trying to get back into things.
Once again, another player who really stepped up in the last quarter. That's when the team really fired, didn't they? They really stepped it up halfway through when they got a little bit of belief.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Kicked it up a notch.
Cam McCarthy played a bit on the wing, which we were expecting him to do from the reports earlier in the off-season.
He looked quite comfortable on the wing as well.
Yeah, he looks fit. He's ready to go, looking round one selection.
Fair bit leaner than last season as well.
Yeah, definitely a bit more leaner than last season. Lockie Schultz impressed once again. Definitely looking for that round one selection. There's a lot of competition in that small forward. Swalkowski, Schultz, Henry and Matera all pushing for that position.
From the last two games, I think Schultz is cemented his spot for round one. I don't think anyone can take that off him. That's their job too. That's what I like about the small forward position. We have a lot of players that can compete, so it gives high competition. You have to keep your spot. You have to play well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Rory Lobb, good pair of hands, did the job again.
Solid, as always.
Banfield, what a player he was yesterday. 2 goals, including
2 snaps.
Yeah, 2 snaps that basically won us the game. Very impressive by Bailey Banfield. He'll be on the show later with his interview.
Sam Sturt, he showed glimpses. He's got some legs on him when he gets going.
He's definitely got a chance for round one with the injuries we have. So that'll be something to look at in the next couple of weeks, how he does in training.
What do you think of Caleb Sarong?
Well, he didn't play the first half, so he didn't have much time out on the ground. But he was all right today. I don't think he was as impressive as the week before, but he definitely showed glimpses of being class.
Andy Brayshaw, he was class. He was one of our better players yesterday. He played a good four-quarter effort.
Yeah, he's really showing that leap from year two to year three this year. So it's something that Brayshaw will be looking to come off again.
Also, in the last quarter, Brayshaw, someone stepped on his foot and he ended up limping off the ground. So hopefully it's not too serious. But I think he should be fine.
Tobe. Showed glimpses throughout the game.
Yeah, no, he did. I'm not sure how likely he is to be selected for round one, but I think he will get an opportunity sometime this year.
Yeah, definitely with the injuries he have. But I think he wants to put a bit more muscle on as well before he gets a selection.
Hugh Dixon, don't think he touched the ball up until about halfway through the third quarter. But, probably another young and up-and-coming player.
Yeah, showed glimpses when he had the ball. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and another player who stepped up in the last quarter a lot better than his previous three. Mitch Crowden.
He's pushing for round one, I think, after his performance, especially in the last quarter, got a few touches that led to goals. So I reckon he could push for a round one selection.
I was pleased to see his disposal efficiency has jumped up a significant amount since last season. Like, yeah, I'm happy with that. I think definitely has something to do with the preseason training the boys have been putting in.
Travis Collier was definitely better than last week's game. He could push for a round one selection with that small forward position / wing being open.
Again, showing his immense speed throughout the game. He could provide us with a lot of running carry, similar to what Nathan Wilson could do when he's
fit.
Yeah, when he's coming back.
And he'll be back, not round one, but round two or three around then.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, we were lucky enough to get in contact with Bailey Banfield, and he was happy enough to send us some audio responses back.
Thanks, Bailey, for that. So here is some questions. So this is the first one. How has your experience been with new coach Justin Longmuir, and what has been the biggest change?
My experience so far with JL has been really positive, I think. He's brought a lot of energy to the club, and he's a very different coach to Ross, and the way he goes about it and his outlook on footy, I think, is very different to Ross as well. So it's been a bit of an adjustment period and getting used to the way JL goes about it and what he's looking for, I guess, and obviously the new game plan as well. But I think it's been really positive so far, and everyone's really enjoying it. So I think as the season goes on and we get more and more used to and comfortable with JL's way of doing things, I think you'll see definite signs of improvement.
Okay, second question. Do you think you are developing as a player?
I'm definitely still improving as a player. I think I've just finished my third pre-season now as an AFL footballer, which is essentially a block of 3 or 4 months of training where you just work on your game and work on getting better and you get fitter as well. So I think I'm definitely seeing signs of that this year, the benefits of a third pre-season. And I think I've still got a fair bit of improvement to go. So if I can keep improving over the next couple of years, I think I'm really excited to sort of the player that I can become, and hopefully just keep improving and keep looking to get better, and the rest will take care of itself.
So third question, where do you think you'll be able to contribute most for season 2020?
JL and the rest of the coaching group have got me earmarked as a forward for this year. So I think that's the role I'll be playing this year, and that's the role I played on Saturday against Carlton. So I'm pretty excited for that, and having a set role that I can really sink my teeth into. And I think if I play my role and play the role the way that will best benefit the team and the way the coaches want, I think there's definitely a spot there for me at AFL level, and hopefully playing that role will let me play every game this year, which is the goal.
So the fourth and final question is, how do you think the team will go this year?
It's always hard to tell this time of year how the team will go. I think you sort of get a little bit of a feel of it from the Marsh games, but think a couple of years ago in West Coast Premiership year, we beat them by 10 goals or so in the Marsh series. So you get a little bit of an indication, but you never really, I guess, know where you're at until round one. And even then, until sort of midway through the year, you get a real indicator of where you are. But even then, there can be momentum swings within the season that can change that. So I think you'll see definite improvement from us this year. I think we'll definitely get better as the year goes on, because as a group and gets more comfortable with JL and the way he wants us to play and his coaching style. And I think we're still at a really young list as well. So there's a lot of boys in their third, fourth year that are still learning and still definitely improving.
So thanks once again, Bailey. Yeah, I thought that was really positive from him. I think he's very excited for where Fremantle can go, and I think the supporters are as well.
I think it definitely shows that the team is like up and about for the season, ready to go. So it's good signs.
And if you guys listen to the podcast with Dale Alcock, he also said the culture is a lot more...
It's changed a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot more up and about and lively in the club. So people... And as he was saying, they want to make it a destination club for players to come and want to be part of the club. So they want them to stay and build connections with the players and coaches. So I think that's one of my main reasons why I like Justin Longmuir so much. For now, I haven't really seen him coach too much as it's only been Marsh, and you can't really, as Bailey said, it's not really a reliable indicator about how you're going to go. But I'm really optimistic for what 2020 is going to have in store.
Yeah, I am as well. So should we move on to some questions from the Instagram followers? So the first question comes in from Michael So 90.
Shout out to Michael, a very loyal listener of the podcast, one of our biggest fans.
So his question is, what do you think of the new game plan and how does it differ to Ross Lyon's?
Great question, Mick. Well, I think Longmuir's game style is a lot more attacking and aggressive, where Lyon relied a lot more on defence.
Yeah, definitely. Under Longmuir, we play on off the mark a bit more. So great question, Mick.
Okay, what's the next question, Harry?
The next question comes in from Chris Briggy. Who do you think will make up our back six if/when everyone is healthy?
So personally, I think we have a really strong back six. We could, if everyone is healthy, like the question asked, I think that our back six would be Griffin Logue, Alex Pearce, Joel Hamling, Nathan Wilson, Luke Ryan, and Ethan Hughes. What do you think about that, Harry?
Oh, definitely. The only one other person that could make the team when everyone is healthy is Hayden Young with his kicking, but he might start on the interchange and then come back on.
Yeah, I agree. What's the next question?
The next question is from AFL District. How will some of our young guns that played well today relating to the game yesterday go on in the normal season? Well, I think they will show lots of potential in the season and show how good they are and cement their spot on the team.
Caleb Searong's the standout for me so far. Pretty much the only real rookie to play consistent games so far. But he's looking really solid and a hard nut, so I would expect him to debut early. I'm not sure about round one, but I do expect him in the first five rounds.
I reckon Henry, Young and Sarong will definitely debut early this season. Next question is from Jenna_Vance29. Why do you think Sonny Boy always kicks the winning points?
Well, he just gets himself in that position, doesn't he? He's a big game player, cool head under pressure, and doesn't sweat the small stuff. I wouldn't call yesterday a real clutch kick. I mean, he did kick the winning point, but still 3 minutes left and didn't really get anywhere close.
I think
to the
just
goals.
Like his work ethic gets him into those positions when he's needed.
And the teammates know that he's like that. He's a big game player, like I said before. He can stand up under pressure. Very cool head, like I said before, all the same things.
Next question is from Daily AFL Content _. Do you see Nat Fyfe winning back-to-back Brownlows?
Well, I can see it, but I don't know how realistic it is. His preparation, that's what he accredits his Brownlows for, especially the 2019 one. So if he does string together a lot of games, and I think the main difference would be Fremantle performing a little bit better as a team.
Yeah, I think also there's a bit more competition in the midfield now, and they could take votes off Fyfe, so it all depends how the rest of the team perform as well. Last question from memes_about_Fremantle.
Interesting name there.
It's an interesting name, isn't it? What do you think about Lockie Schultz?
Well, in the first two games of the March series, he's performed, like, I think he's probably our best forward almost.
Yeah, he's got the job done. Kicked four goals the first week, one this week. He's definitely trying to cement his first round selection, especially this competition for the small forward. He's really showing why he should be.
His pressure also is immense. Like, his tackling pressure, his forward pressure, all the things that we need in a small forward, brings back to the Hayden Ballantyne's days, 2013 prelim final. So that's the most pressure I've ever seen applied on a team in a game by the Freo Dockers. Lastly, we'll just review our predictions for yesterday's game that we made last week on the podcast. What was the predictions, Harry?
Well, my prediction was Fremantle by 30 points, and your prediction was Fremantle by 15 points. We were both right on who won. We're just wrong with the margin. But to be fair, I did technically get the last quarter right as we kicked 32 points in the last quarter.
Well, I was nowhere near right. I said 1 point against Carlton 2 weeks ago, so does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
The predictions are getting a little bit better.
Yeah, the predictions are getting better.
To throw a win, that's all that counts. Thanks for listening to the Talking Freo podcast. That's all the time we have for today.
Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Freo, where there is a link to our new merch.